epistle, right? And there are three epistles, right? So we will do this first this year. We will be in this. How many of you know who wrote this epistle? ఈ పత్రికను రాసిన వారు ఎవరు? ఎనీబడి? యోహాను పత్రికను రాసిన వారు ఎవరు? జాన్? ఎవరు రాసిండండి? పేరు చెప్తున్నా నేను, ఎవరు రాసిండని ఆన్సర్ దాంట్లో ఉంది కదా. యోహానే రాసిండు, జాన్ అన్న కాదు. ఓకే, జాన్ ఓన్లీ రోట్, right? Now who is this John? He is a disciple, not John the Baptist. Okay, he is not John the Baptist. He is a disciple of Jesus Christ, who was with Jesus Christ. Okay, he was with Jesus Christ, and for 3.5 years he followed Jesus. Okay, and he has seen everything what Jesus has done. John, the gospel is written by John. Epistles, యోహాను సువార్త యోహాన్ రాసిండు, యోహాను పత్రికలు యోహాన్ రాసిండు, ప్రకటన గ్రంథము కూడా యోహాన్. ఓకే, దే ఆర్ త్రీ. ఎన్ని రాసిండు? దే హీ రోట్ జాన్ ద గాస్పల్, దెన్ అగైన్ హీ రోట్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ ఎపిసోడ్స్, దెన్ ఆల్సో హీ రోట్ రెవెలేషన్. దిస్ త్రీ బుక్స్ ఆర్ రిటన్ బై జాన్. నౌ హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ నో వాట్ ఈస్ the vision for this church, for this 2014? What is the vision we have? Yes? What is that? That is the vision. Okay. What is the promise? Promise is Haggai 2:9. What is the vision? Vision is Luke 24:48. That you will be my witnesses. Correct? You will be my witnesses. Now, when you have to be a witness, you need to know something. Okay? You know, especially when you see court cases, if somebody is called as a witness, you're called as a witness because you know something, what has happened. You get me? You know something, what has happened. When you are present at the time of that event taking place, then the very first thing, the lawyers will be searching for the witnesses. And they will say that, okay, can you get a witness? Can you get a witness? Oh, so-and-so person was there. He knows, he has seen. So he knows, right? So what happens? They gather the witnesses to make that case strong. So once they gather the witnesses, the case is very strong. The case is strong because they have witnesses. Now, let us see. We are the witnesses for Jesus Christ. Right? We are the witnesses for Jesus Christ. Now, how should we present our case to the unbelievers or to this world or for the believers who believe but don't practice? There are believers who believe, but they don't practice. You may say that, this guy has beautiful name. His name is James. He's a disciple of Jesus Christ. He doesn't even have one nature of James, right? Christ don't buddhi ledanta. So there are so many things. What happens? So when you are presenting gospel, you need to equip yourself. You need to understand what you're speaking. You need to know how to present gospel. You get my point? You need to know how to present gospel. So first thing is, we need to be straight. We need to be straight. If you are not straight, you cannot proclaim the word of God, because always Satan will become a hindrance in our life. Always Satan will try to dominate us. Always Satan will remind us the things which have passed in our life. And boom, comes and hits and he says, you're not worthy to be a witness of Jesus Christ. because your life is messed up life. So you need to, I need to equip ourselves. And that's the reason the word of God says, resist the devil, he will flee from you. That means, fight against this guy. Stand against this guy. And say that, hey, I was, but now I'm not. That is the first thing what you have to say. I was, but by the grace of God, I am not. The moment you say that I was and I'm not, let his mouth just leave. You say amen?
Amen.
Don't be worried about anything. So, you know, these people were in, all the disciples, they were in fear after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Because wherever you see, there is murder, there is suffering, pain and sorrows. Whoever followed Jesus Christ, they are put to death. There is death, death, death. There is death, death, and death. So, John gives us some good encouragement. John gives us some good encouragement. So let's go to 1 John, 1st chapter. 1 John, 1st chapter. I'm reading from verse 1 till 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this is we proclaim concerning the word of the life. The life appeared, we have seen it, and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. We are writing, that means we write, that means he is representing the whole disciples. He's writing. Now, first thing what he says, he gives his testimony. Right? He gives his testimony about how he has experienced the power of God. Number one, how he has experienced the power of God. Unless and until you and I experience the power of God, we will never become the witnesses for Jesus Christ. ఎప్పటి వరకైతే దేవుని యొక్క మహిమ గల శక్తిని మన జీవితము లోపట మనము అనుభవించమో మనము క్రీస్తు సాక్షులము కాము. వి కెనాట్. క్రీస్తు సాక్షులుగా మనము కావాలంటే దేవుని యొక్క మహిమను, దేవుని యొక్క ఆత్మను అనుభవించాలి మన జీవితంలో. వి హ్యావ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద పవర్ అండ్ ద మైటీ స్పిరిట్స్ ప్రెజెన్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. వీ నీడ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. వీ జస్ట్ కెనాట్ బి విట్నెసెస్ ఫర్ క్రైస్ట్. యు నో, యు మే విట్నెస్ ఫర్ క్రైస్ట్ without the power of God. But your words will not be powerful. Your words will not be powerful because the power of God is absent. You get me? The power of God is absent. We cannot convert a person with our own skills. We cannot change a person's heart by our own skills. We cannot. It has to be only a God, a creator who created us. And you know who is our God? Who is our God? Mukkoti devatalu unnaru. Entha mandi unnaru kada manam ee maata vinam kada andi. It is very common for Indians, mukkoti devatalu. There are so many gods and goddesses. But all these gods and goddesses are man-made gods and goddesses. Who made? ఈ దేవతలు దేవుని అన్నబడ్డవారు అనేకమైనటువంటి దేవుళ్ళు దేవతలు అన్నవారు అందరు మానవుల చేత వారు సృష్టించబడ్డవారు. దే ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై బట్ నో అవర్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఎ గాడ్ క్రియేషన్ అవర్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఎ గాడ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ హూ క్రియేటెడ్ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఇమేజ్ హూ క్రియేటెడ్ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ హిస్ own image. God is not, our God is not created by us, but we are created by our God. But all the gods and goddesses in this world are created by humans. But our God is not created by us. Our God has created us, so he has the power. Unless and until that power we obtain, we will never be witness for him. We will be struggling to understand the word of God because we don't have the power of God in us. We will be struggling to make our decisions. We will be struggling to understand the word of God. We will be struggling to understand the situations in our life. You may be reading Bible. I'm not saying. You may be praying. I'm not saying. That's what I said. When you are trying to witness for the Christians who are only Christians for namesake, never a Christian will say that I am a namesake Christian. He will always say that I am a Christian. Right? Even people who read Bible, they don't understand Bible. People who pray, they don't understand how to pray to God. Unless and until we have the power of God dwelling in us, it is impossible for us to understand. But we will act. We will act. We will be actors. That's the reason Jesus used very strong words for Pharisees. Pharisees koraku Yesu Christu ko manchi maata maatladandi. You hypocrites, he said. What did he say? You hypocrites. Oh, it is a very dangerous and big word. You know the meaning of hypocrites? You actors. You actors. You know actor? Right? In this picture, he is a king. But when you see him on the road, he is a beggar. That is acting. The real life is different, but the acting life is different. So Jesus, when he used that word, hypocrites, he criticized them and said, you don't do what you teach. You don't do what you teach. You teach something and you do something. And why this happens? Because this happens when we don't have the Spirit of God. So therefore, John is so careful in presenting the Word of God to us. He starts with his own experience. He starts with his own experience. He explains about God to us. He explains about God to us. Number one, now when you see the verse number one, he says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. This is the first verse. Right? Which we have seen from the beginning. What is in the beginning? Now John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word was God. Word was God. You know, there are two meanings of word in Greek. One is called logos. Logos means thought. Before it is pronounced, there is a thought in our mind. Right? There is a thought. Now you want to do something, you think about something. And before you say, you're thinking. And that's why, you know, the great person, the wisdom, the knowledge person says, when a person speaks without thinking, he's a foolish guy. We don't speak good. Because we don't think. When you don't think and when you speak, it doesn't make any sense. But always a scholar, a philosopher, he thinks. That is the process which goes on. He thinks. And, you know, logos is a word, is thinking. Concept. Thinking. But rhema is also a word. Rhema is also a word in Greek, which means faith comes by hearing, listening. Listening, the rhema, power of God. Rhema, the power of God. Here, in the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and Word was, the thought was with God. The very thought of creating this whole universe, your and me, is a thought of God. And that's the reason God says that before I created, I know you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I know you because I had a plan for you. I have planned to prosper you, not to harm you. That is the idea of God. That is the knowledge of God. That is the whole plan of God. That when he has brought us into this world, his plan is to bless us. And how can we be a blessing? When we give, when we commit ourselves to God, then only we become blessed to God. We have to commit ourselves to God. No matter what you have, what you don't have. Who knows you? You don't know yourself. But God knows you better than yourself. Who knows you? God knows you. More than yourself, God knows you. What you have, what you don't have. And God knows how to use what you don't have in you. That is the beauty of God. The beauty of God is how to use what you don't have in you. Right? And John is saying that, I am speaking to you for the concerning that, you know, let me tell you something, that I am telling you what was in the beginning at which we have heard. You know, he heard. He heard. That means the word which has come into this world has spoken. Has spoken. And that's the reason he says, I heard. Number one, he says, I heard. Not only that, I have seen. Not only that, I have seen. But I have touched. Feeling. What is that? Feeling. 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 Now let me ask you. If you don't hear this word in your life, if you have not seen this word, if you have not experienced touch of this word in your life, be his witnesses. We cannot be his witnesses because our emotions, our imagination is dead. Our emotion and our imagination is dead. You know, Ujwara is not there. It's not. Still, I feel the warmth. I feel the touch. I hear her voice speak to me. I see her doing things. Because that is the experience what I gained with her for the past 35, 36 years in my married life. And who can be a better witness for her? I. You get me? I am the better witness for her. I can tell this world how she was and what she was. I can tell. That's what John is explaining to us. You want to be a witness? How can you be a witness when you cannot hear him, when you cannot see him, when you cannot feel him and you do still want to be a witness? There's no. Is it possible? No? It makes sense to you? Correct? God wants us to be a strong witness. God wants us to be a strong witness. To be a strong witness, we need to experience God. Now, who is this word? How this word has come? Let me tell you. How this word? Who is this? It says, what we have heard, number one, he heard the voice of this word. Number two, he has seen the voice, he has seen this word. Number three, he felt. To be the witness of Jesus Christ, number one, you have to hear. Number two, you have to see. Number three, you need to feel. And that's the reason, you know, the word of God says, they have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they cannot hear because they are dead people. There is no feeling, no emotions. When there is no emotions, no feeling, we cannot be the witness for Jesus Christ. We cannot be the witness for Jesus Christ. You know, the voice of God will be calling you, but you will always say that, no, I don't have calling. So I just want to be away from you. I don't have calling, and I wash my hands because this work doesn't belong to me. This work belongs to someone. You know what is happening? You are passing your blessings to somebody who takes care of that work. Apaninu trinikarinchutam valana aa aashirvadamlu nu pogottukuni aa panini evaraithe chestunnaru variki nu aashirvadam ichchestunnaru. The reason you are unable to understand what God wants to do through you. You may be reading Bible, you may be praying, you may be going to church, you may be singing, you may be crying, but still you are unable to understand what God wants to do with you. And therefore, every time when God calls you and me, we will resist. Mana em chestam anta? Em chestam antandi? Edirinstam anta. Parishuddhaatmana manamu edirinstam. We resist the power of God in us. We resist the power of God. So, John is saying, that what we have heard, we have seen, we have touched, we have the feeling of this word. And what is this word? The word is, second verse, we see, second, the life appeared, we have seen it, and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We have seen this life. We have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life. The eternal life. It is eternal. You know, John, I want you to turn to John chapter 1, verse 3. John chapter 1, Johannes Suwartha. John chapter 1 and verse 3. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of. In him was light. In him was life. And the life was the light of this world. Verse 14, same chapter, verse 14. Amen. The word became flesh. Aa yokka vakyamu sharirdhari ay mana madhyaloniki vachindanta. Entandi? Aa vakyamu lopata aatma undanta. Aa aatma ఏంటంట అది?
జీవం అంట.
ఆ జీవము శరీరధారి అయి మన మధ్యలోనికి జీవించడానికి వచ్చిందంట. ద వర్డ్ వాజ్ విత్ గాడ్ అండ్ ద వర్డ్ వాజ్ గాడ్. ద వర్డ్ హ్యాడ్ ద లైఫ్ ఇన్ హిమ్. ద లైఫ్ ఇస్ ద లైట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ద వర్డ్ ద సేమ్ వర్డ్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ద ఫ్లెష్ dwelt amongst us, that is Jesus Christ. And John is saying that, hey, we heard him, we heard him, we have seen him, we touched his wounds, we touched his wounds. You know, if you want to have a very clear picture about the touching Jesus Christ, the disciple, it's John chapter 20. If you read how many times Jesus appeared and how many times he said, come and touch me, these are my wounds, you know. He showed himself and he says, ghost doesn't have body, but I am the living body. And they experience the power of Jesus Christ, resurrected Jesus Christ. They have experienced the power of Jesus Christ. And therefore, John is saying that, you know, let me tell you something, you know, I have heard him speaking. He speaks. What is he? He speaks. Not only he speaks, I have seen him. Not only I have seen him, I touched him. I can feel of Jesus. I can feel the power of Jesus in life. I can recognize his voice, and immediately I can submit myself to him and say that here am I. Send me wherever you want. I be. Word. Hearing comes. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing word of the power of God, which will change us. That power must be felt in us. You know, as soon as Jesus comes, as soon as the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to you, other person is also present. The other person is also present. As soon as the Holy Spirit speaks to you positive things, renovation, positive things, the other person speaks to you negative things. Okay? That's where the wrestling takes place. Penugulaadalam takes place. And always your wrestling should be in a private place. It should not be public. When I say private place, that's your secret place. It's always this wrestling takes place in secret place in the presence of God. And he's watching. He's watching me. He's watching us. And how do you know how much strength you have to stand for Jesus in your life? How many of you know that you have, how much strength you have to stand for Jesus? Let me give an example. There is a huge tree. There's a huge tree. When you see this tree, a mighty tree. It's a big tree. You see fruits of the tree and the green leaves. Say, oh, a strong tree. How do you know the strength of this tree? How do you know the strength of this tree? By looking at the fruit or by looking at the leaves? How can you tell the strength of the tree? The strength of this tree is known only when this tree is hit by a storm. You understand? The strength of this tree is known only when this tree is hit by a storm. When the storm comes, if this tree can stand, that means this tree is a powerful tree. If this tree doesn't have strength, what will happen? Boom. When it falls down, you know, with the roots it will come out. Our life also. God brings us these storms. Whenever you are making a decision in your life, whenever God is calling you to do something in your life, whenever God is asking you to do something, whenever God wants to commit some work in your life, God is speaking to you, Satan is hitting you from the other side. That's where your strength is tested. That's where your strength is tested. And if you have negative thoughts for God's call, then you are like this huge tree falling down with the... You will be no use. You will come to church, you will sit, you will listen to the word of God, you will praise, you will raise your hand, you will cry, you will read your Bible, and you will pray everything. Life is useless. My life. Jesus called us. When Jesus called us, he says, take up your cross and follow me. Because if you follow me, you will be persecuted. The circumstances will not be very easy for you. You have to go through difficult times. It may not be possible for you to take up, but that is the struggle for us. That's where we are struggling and asking God to give us strength to overcome every weaknesses in our life. And this will happen only when the Holy Spirit is present in us. You will take any opportunity in your life, no doubt, no matter whatever obstacles you face in your life, but you will take it with challenge because you have, okay, faith. How many of you step out of house without knowing where you're going? Entamandi inti baita galapa baitiki kaal pedutu ekkada pothunro telavaku entamandi galapa baita kaal. You come out of the house not knowing where you're going, then what happens? So what is the meaning for that? Okay. What is the meaning for that? No, okay, let me, okay. So what happens? Where you will go? Huh? You don't know where you're going, but you'll step out of the house? Okay, so where you will go? Huh? Wherever mommy tells you go. Huh? Where? Oh, okay. So you're going with your mother. That's not why I'm asking. I'm asking on your own. So you know where your mother knows where you're going. Right? Oh, okay. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking that you are going on your own. You're stepping out of on your own. Mommy's not there. Daddy's not there. You're alone. Do you come out of the house? Anybody comes out of the house? No? Right? It doesn't make any sense, right? Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. You're there? Okay. Verse 10, he says. Okay, sorry, wait. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going when God called Abraham. You get me? When God called Abraham, never went with mommy and dad. He was alone. He has to take decisions, right? Then he stepped out. Where he was going. Can you say amen? You say amen. It's faith. That is faith. Putting trust and yourself hands of God. And saying that let your will be done no matter whatever circumstances I face in my life. I will never go to serve you. Because you are my goal. Na uddesham, na goal, nuve prabhu. Kanaka nee koraku nenu ennaina gaani. I will go through. Power of God will take us through every storm. The power of God will take us to the destination which is given God to us. But when you're trying to deal with your own thoughts, with your own mind, you will never be a witness for Christ. Because you cannot hear, you cannot see, you will never understand the touch of God. Same John, Revelation chapter 4. He gives us a glimpse of worship. Same John, Revelation chapter 4, he glimpses of worship in heaven. Now listen very carefully. I'm not going to read, but listen very carefully what I'm going to do. This chapter. John heard a voice. And as soon as he heard a voice, when he said yes, he was in spirit. Where was he? To be in the presence of God, we must be in spirit. And when this will happen, when we say yes, the voice of God. ఎప్పుడైతే దేవుని స్వరముకు నువ్వు లోబడతావో అంగీకరిస్తావో ఆ స్వరమును, you will be in the spirit. When you are in the spirit, you are in the presence of God. You are in the presence of God. What is in the presence of God? What John has seen. John has seen the throne of God. There is a throne in heaven. On that throne, the king is sitting. Around him is 24 elders. The 24 elders had their crowns. Out of the throne comes a lightning, a rumbling, a voice, a noise. Bright light shine. And there are four creatures. These four creatures had four faces, full of eyes, covering their eyes. And these four creatures had four faces. The first, we see the lion face. The second, we see the ox face. The third, we see the man's face. The fourth, we see the eagle's face, like an eagle. And whenever these four creatures praise God and say, "Holy, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." As soon as they praise God, these 24 elders, they will get up from their thrones and they will kneel down and they will bow down. They will take out their crowns and worship the king who is sitting on the throne. And they will start worshiping him and say that thou art worthy. Receive glory, honor, and majesty. The power belongs to you. Thou have created. See, creation. Creator. Thou have created. And everything has been created by you. for your pleasure only. There is praise and worship in the presence of God. God doesn't lack anything in his life. There's praise and worship going on in the presence of God. If you don't praise him, doesn't matter. But there is praise and worship going on in the presence of God. You know, as a sinner, I asked God, what do you want? He says, there is a praise and worship going on, my son. I need to hear. I'm a sinner who praises me. Oka papi nannu deva ani mora pettutanu ante devuni ishtapadadu. God likes to hear from you and from me praise and worship. Praise and worship is nothing giving what you have to God. God doesn't deserve it. Deserve what true. That's the reason I was telling you. Come and worship. Be a giver. If we are not a giver, we can be with Jesus Christ. There is praise and worship in the presence of God. God is seated above of everything. But still, he wants to hear from a sinner. He wants to hear from a sinner. Like you and like me. He wants to hear praise and worship from you, from me, you. That is the heart of God. Ready to worship God? Are you ready to give yourself? My friends, we cannot be the witnesses for Jesus Christ unless, until we commit ourselves totally to God. Total commitment. It is not accepting. There is a difference between accepting Jesus and committing to Jesus. Accepting Jesus is you want Jesus to come into your heart and be your slave. You want him to do what you want, you need in your life. That is accepting. But when you commit, he becomes the Lord of God, King of your life. And you will say that I will obey your voice and I will do you. I humble myself, commit self to you. God wants us to commit. Commitment. It's not accepting. It's a commitment what God is looking for. Let's close our eyes. And look to the Lord and let us examine ourselves. Let us examine ourselves, my friends. You want to be a witness for Jesus Christ? Did you accept Jesus or you committed yourself to Jesus? He wants to hear from us this evening. Oh. Say that, Pastor, I thank and praise God for speaking to me. I would like to commit myself to God. It's not accepting. I want to commit totally myself to God. No matter whatever circumstances I will be facing, no matter whatever decisions I have to make in my life, I will stand for Jesus Christ. And tonight I would like to commit myself to Jesus and give myself to Jesus and to His authority. If you say, I just want you to raise your hands wherever you are, please. If you say that, Pastor, I would like to commit myself totally to Jesus, raise your hands wherever you are, please.
Apini Yesu Prabhu Ne Papini Yesu Prabhu Ni Rakta Pudaralache Nanu Kavumu Yesu Prabhu Ni
I just want you to stand, my friends, as you have raised your hands. I would like to pray for you a special prayer that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you will be witness for Jesus Christ wherever you are. Whatever circumstances God will take you, you will say yes to His voice. And you will stand till the end. You will stand as a witnesses for Jesus Christ. As we sing again, if you are inspired by the Holy Spirit, stand wherever you are.
Papini Yesu Prabhu Ne Papini Yesu Prabhu Ne Rakta Pudaralache Nanu Kavumu Yesu Prabhu Ne
Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, O Lord, for the word which has come to us. The word is life, and the word has become flesh and dwelt amongst us. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for your power, for your teaching, for your Holy Spirit. As we commit ourselves to you, let your will be done. I pour your blessings upon thy children, O Lord, and upon thy children, that they will stand as a witness for you. We thank and praise you, O Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As we celebrate the Lord's table, let's